With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We've already flipped a switch. The switch was flipped.
We did?
A month ago, yes. The switch is on. Somebody are like, you guys are going to flip the switch? I go, the switch has been flipped. The switch was flipped the last time they won, I think, against Milwaukee, right?
Well, what do we have
so we
left?
Flipped the switch. There's no more switches left to flip.
Well,
the
we
switch
can do
has
this
been flipped.
At least.
We can do this. Yes, turn this up.
Yes, yeah, something. Give me something. Kenny, we got to go. We've got to go.
Where?
To the games.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
where
you wanted to go.
Get out of this room, Kenny.
You've got to find some time. Last night was just surreal. The Bucks come out, and they hit like five threes in a row, and you're like, all right, we'll be put back in our place. And, you know, it was fun while it lasted. 1.5 games out of first. And
Sunday, 6 p.m., Little Caesars Arena. Detroit, Michigan. You want to go up there and start a fight?
Road tripping?
Do you want to be a-hole road fan in Detroit? Get drunk, get loud.
Matt Derry could get us tickets.
I'd be back in town pretty early.
Ugh. Yeah,
that drive's not horrible.
It ain't a good drive.
I've made it a ton of time.
Leaving at 1 in the morning to get here?
Yeah, we'll be fine. Let's go.
We'll pick up Reg Eye on the way.
I'm more than willing to pick up Reg Eye right outside of Cass Tech. Cass Tech's still there, right? That's where he went to high school. That's where Reg went to high school. Good. You went to the game. You were excited, obviously, to go to the game. You went with your buddy. Did he Houdini you? He stayed, didn't he?
We had one drink afterwards over at the...
So he stayed the whole game.
Yeah.
He was thinking about Houdini, but when you're Yeah, I mean, they were just cooking from the second quarter on. How do you leave that atmosphere?
Good times are going.
How do you leave that atmosphere? What was the atmosphere like? Like, Evan Mobley was great. Darius Garland was great. Obviously, there's always a scare because it's like, okay, went to the locker room. Okay. But he's fine, right? He'll be fine. A little back tightness there.
Yeah, it seems like every game you get worried about him. And it's like...
We got to have a discussion about that later.
It's almost like...
It's still a decent discussion. The inverse
of Baker, because like Baker would be more and more injured every game.
Yes.
They'd play him. We'd go, why are you playing him? And then he'd play terribly, unfortunately. Garland is giving you moments. He has a highlight that's on the front of ESPN.com. I'm sure it'll be on TV all day today on their shows. This no-look pass to Mobley, where Mobley, it's like a chemistry thing that we bemoaned for years how long it takes for guys to get chemistry. And then when you have great players, they just have it. They just get it. It's amazing how it just happens.
Yeah.
And he throws this no-look pass, splitting two guys to the baseline, to Mobley, who skies up. And normally Mobley's not like the quickest twitch guy. He got up so fast, and Giannis had no idea, like wasn't ready for it.
My phone already.
You got it.
I got it from the Cavs Twitter account.
Oh, that's cool.
So I put it in the background of my phone. Already.
That is cool.
Cavs basketball, tonight's the night, Owen!
That's a great photo,
yeah,
too.
Baby! It's a great photo. I don't know who took it. The Cavs put it out there. This is the cat's ass of photos here, boy. This is great.
The Cavs
right over
ass.
Giannis. The Cavs ass, yes. This is a good time. Well, I'm sorry. I got so excited about the picture. I apologize.
The people were going nuts. I mean, it helps when you're beating the champs. And the champs were relatively healthy last night. I mean, that they have been banged up. Every team has had just missing guys all year.
Well,
but that
felt
like a game between two teams that had their good players.
I was
a little
nervous because it was like Jared Allen was a game time decision. I'm like, they might just hold him out. He'd been a little ill. Mm-hmm. And he played And I was like, well, and it started out, and they were like, they kept getting finding themselves down 9. And then the second quarter, my goodness gracious, they just turned it on. I was happy. Good God. How could you not be happy?
Everything was falling. I mean, Chetty took 14 threes yesterday. He hit 6. But he was on fire, and he's just pulling up. And I was kind of – I like to do this during these games to just gauge what other teams and their beat writers are saying.
Yeah.
And the dude covering the team for the Milwaukee Bucks, like, by the end of the – or midway through the third quarter, he goes, it's just not the Bucks night. These guys – I've not even heard of these guys on the Cavs, and they're just hitting threes. He was talking about Dean Wade and, like –
Well,
like,
I can see where he's, like, what he's saying that about Dean Wade. That's okay.
I mean,
Dean Wade's fine for us, but I get where
he's
somebody,
a starter right now.
Yeah. Right now. Exactly. I could see that. Okay, that's good. Good.
But it's just these other teams are flustered because I just don't think they understand. Until they see the Cavs a few times, I don't think they understand how different it is to play them. And now Darius is adding these little wrinkles to his game. Here's the tweet, this Eric Neem in Milwaukee. When Dean Wade is corralling loose balls and hitting triples off the bounce, it just might not be your night.
This is Kevin Love last night after the game. Kevin Love, which is, we've come a long way from slapping away inbounds passes last year, have we not? He had 25 last night. Here's what Kevin had to say.
Yeah, I think for me, honestly, it was when I was able to sit back and watch when I had COVID, and I was able to see, you know, really just watch every game start to finish, you know. And naturally we had, outside of myself and Lowry, everybody on the team, including Colin, including Ricky, and just seeing how hard we competed, how great our defense was or is, you know, and just how many weapons we have.
He says the team could be something special.
He's been on a special team.
He's been on special teams before.
He was not allowed to participate on another team that was supposed to be special this summer. We're past that.
I'm starting to give him a pass on that.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
Yes.
Amazing. Is what playing the way that he's been able to play?
I used to be able to do this with J.R. Smith. I used to say that because on every team, there's a guy who's a barometer who will show you exactly how things are going in the locker room. You got to look for him sometimes. With the Browns, I know which one mine is, but I'm not going to tell you. Maybe I'll tell you later on the show. I don't know. Probably
Ooh,
not.
We can play Guess Ken's barometer.
There we go. But there can be more than one, but usually there's one. And again, sometimes they're a little easier to find. JR was the easiest to find because it was like if JR was assing off, you knew things weren't very good. If JR was in a good mood and participating, you knew things were good in the locker room. Can I say this about Kevin Love? Because I've questioned his true leadership before. I'm like, just because he's older than everybody else doesn't make him a leader. I think that Jared Allen, even at 23, has started to assume that role. I'd like to see Darius Garland do that, but he's still very, very young. Maybe he slides into that role as time goes on, considering he's the best player. Evan Mobley's still young. He's just a pup. I don't know if I could put him in there. So I look at Kevin Love and I go, is Kevin Love that guy? Where I go, Kevin Love's got 25 points last night. Kevin Love's feeling good. He's speaking praise. There's no weird, awkward questions, nothing about getting out. I have put my anger and my zest against him behind me. Do I look at Kevin Love and go, okay, he's the barometer for the team? Kevin's in a good mood. I mean, obviously, they're 11 games above 500. They're 30-19 right now. I don't know how anybody can be in a bad mood right now, but he might be the guy. 9-16 last night. It was good stuff by him.
It's the way that, you know, something can become infectious, and maybe like even them, you know, they could talk about let them know and everything before the season, but until you start winning games and then you start beating good teams and you're beating good teams at close to full health, which is where the Milwaukee Bucks are. I mean, Milwaukee wanted that game last night. They've been having kind of a lethargic season. They haven't been able to, like most teams, haven't had their full complement of players, and you know, Grayson Allen, thank God he got suspended. I'd be afraid of what he would try to do to the Cavs last night if they were rubbing it in their faces. Grayson Allen might try to take guys out and send them to the Cleveland Clinic.
Dirtiest player in the game.
He really is. So I think that's such a great win last night. It really is, because remember, we had Joe Varden on earlier in the season, and he's like, well, this win had an asterisk. There's no asterisk last night. I mean, they might get Brook Lopez back later. He had back surgery, but what is he even going to be? And what? Wesley Matthews. All right. No, we didn't have Markkanen. So you gotta feel so good about that. And that's why the fans were going so nuts last night. And I don't know if the Bucks, I gotta believe that, you know, you're put on notice with a game like that.
Well, you're the one who told me that Giannis was eating dinner while he was doing his press conference.
Oh, it was one big joke to him. It was one big joke after the game. Now, maybe you reserve that right, or you earn that right when you win a championship and MVPs and you were at the top of the sport. But they, after the game, he did not seem all that bothered.
Here's Giannis on the Cavs.
You know, it's not the Cleveland that we know in the past years. Like, they're a good team. It's a team that we, you know, got to be careful. We got to scout better. We got to make sure we respect them even more now, because they're a playoff team. They're, you know, they're up there in the fighting for the title themselves.
Did you hear that? We got to scout them better.
Okay.
Like, he's basically saying, we really haven't watched a lot of the Cavs, but you're going to have to. You're going to have to
know
who
any of these guys were.
Well, their beat reporter didn't. He had no idea who some of these guys were.
I want to see during the All-Star game, Giannis will be there, Steph Curry will be there, Kevin Durant won't, because he might have sponsor obligations. Obviously, LeBron's going to be there. You mentioned about knowing some of these guys. When we talk about Mobley will be in a Rising Stars challenge. Darius Garland, we find out the starters tonight, AA? Yes, we do. We find out the starters for the All-Star game. Darius Garland, I think, should be on the team. We'll see. If he's on the team,
I think he's got a real shot.
And these other guys are talking about him. Like, I think that's where the stardom takes the next step, is during All-Star weekend, while these guys are talking about him in media availability. Because there's going to be media from Cleveland there. They're going to ask about him. And if they speak in a glowing fashion, or, I mean, goodness gracious, I know Steph Curry's a big fan of his. If Steph Curry or somebody goes out of their way to talk about Darius Garland, then I think that it takes that extra step, I have to tell you. 216-578-0092. Let me get the phones here. Kevin in Cleveland, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
So last night was pretty awesome. I didn't think that we were going to – I knew it was a possibility we could win because we've won some important games this season, but I didn't think we were going to win like that. I just want to talk about Evan Mobley real quick, and then I'll let you guys go.
All right.
When he gets on that Giannis workout plan – he's going to be a freak. He's going to be awesome. It's not like he's not awesome already, but he's going to be awesome when he starts looking like some of those taller, stronger players. This team is so fun to watch, and I'm just so excited to see what happens this year. So.
He'll grow into his body here in a little bit. And Kevin, thank you for the call. He's still just a pup. But last night I thought was a nice step. Last night I thought was a nice step for everybody.
I think the fun is trying to project Evan Mobley, because I have no idea right now. I mean, he's halfway through his rookie season. I have no idea what he's going to become, except I know he's going to be good. I don't know what it's going to look like. Is he going to be a guy like Kevin Garnett? Is he going to be more Tim Duncan? Is he going to be like Giannis, like the caller just said? I don't know how he's going to play the game 5 years from now.
I think any one of those, though.
His movement it seemed, when you watch Tim Duncan's one of the best forwards to do it ever. But Tim Duncan seemed to set sail down the floor. Like, it was all like a sweep. And like, when he would turn, it would, honestly,
like,
it was like,
start winding him up.
Yes, he had to turn his sail, and like, down he would sail down the floor. Like, it was a boat. With Evan, I think he's a little bit more fast twitch. Maybe you disagree. And because of the evolution of the game, like, if Tim Duncan were 20 years old now, what would Tim Duncan be able to do now? That's a fair argument to give. But for Evan Mobley, like, there's outside shots that's given. And you said it yourself as far as attacking the rim. And we saw that last night against Giannis, who's the best in the business, one of the best in the business. We saw that last night. But, like, when you brought up, hey, you put a body in front of him right now, there's little snippets that would tell you that he's going to be able to do it, but it's still, he's a rookie.
He doesn't have anywhere near the tools right now. Like, Tim Duncan came in with a fully fleshed out post game right off the bat, and then added all these things. Every year seemed to add something. That's what's exciting about Mobley is right now, I mean, he's only taken like a little over one three-pointer a game. What is that going to look like 5 years from now when he's comfortable releasing those shots? And then is he going to be able to drive by guys like routinely? Because he's already got the passing ability.
Yeah.
So if he adds that ability to put it on the deck, it's going to be lights out.
there are different expectations this morning, and there's a different feeling this morning. Lima's comparing him to another wonderful team here in Cleveland. We'll get to that coming up at 7. Up next, about last night, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.